What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Talking about Alec Murdaugh and his money issues and possible motive connected with it, maybe? I don't know. Kaylee Turin is a defense attorney from Nashville, and she's joining us to discuss that part of the case with us here today. And literally, he knew flat out, you know, I'm cooked. I'm done here. My career is going to be over. And, you know, just think of anybody who has a bad day at work, maybe not for embezzling millions of dollars, but just having a bad day at work. You know, what do a lot of us do? Let's go have a drink. Let's go, you know, smoke a little weed or something to kind of calm down the senses. And if his drug of choice is the opioids, could this have been something where, shit, bad day, I take those and I took too many? And could that have influenced his behavior to commit such a horrific crime against his family? I don't believe he was tested for drugs or anything at the moment of the police arriving after the murders.
Yeah, I don't think he was either. And, you know, there's not a set limit of, hey, you take this many pills and then all of a sudden you become violent.
Sure.
It sounds like he had a pretty high tolerance that if he started going crazy, you know, he was risking overdose. So I don't think it was, you know, oh, I'm just going to pop three more pills today and now I become violent. I think it might have just been the situational things, if it is the cause of it, a situational thing. And then the opioids kind of enhance everything, maybe the paranoia, things like that. So I think, again, it goes just towards personality and him to begin with.
It just may be one of the many ingredients in the cake that is Alec Murdaugh.
Right, not the full factor.
Yeah, exactly. The evidence that has been presented, there's been a lot of it. And we were talking earlier about some of the circumstantial evidence and such. In your experience, when you have things like the digital evidence, and it is pretty damning, and a lot of it, it doesn't lie. Your GPS is going to say where GPS is. There's not a lot of GPSs that are telling you wrong coordinates for where you were. And timestamps, they're there. They are just simply factual pieces. Whether or not he was behind the wheel, well, he's the one who said he was driving the vehicle all night and nobody else was.
Right.
So that's pretty much, you know, I don't think there's going to be an argument for anyone else driving this, considering he's already said what he was doing with that vehicle all night. When it comes to a jury absorbing the evidence and taking it into play and the weight of it when they are considering innocence or guilt, what are some of the pieces that really seem to resonate and are most effective with a jury? I know on the outside we can look and say this is extremely damning, but that may not be what a juror may feel who's not really truly an expert in some of these areas or have much experience dealing with.
Right. And that's a big problem. We were taught in law school, essentially jurors are like third graders. You have to explain everything down and stuff. Mm-hmm. But even when you explain everything down, you just don't know what they come in with preconceived, you know, thoughts and everything. This is a family that, you know, what they're, the big thing they're going up against is that everybody knows this family out there. There's no way to get around that. You don't know if they could have ran into this family and had bad interactions previously, and they're still holding on to that. Because unfortunately, we've seen in cases like here in Nashville, the Vandy rape trial, where a juror was caught after the trial that he had lied. You know, jurors do lie, unfortunately. You know, they get big penalties if they're caught lying, but you just never know what a juror thinks and what they feel is a big piece of evidence. Like in my trials and stuff, I go in thinking like, okay, this is going to be the smoking gun and things like that. And then afterwards talking to them, it's actually something completely different. You're like, huh, I never thought you would find that point big. So the fact that we're all on the outside thinking something, they may be thinking something else, but the GPS and the electronic evidence is a big con for the defense. I do agree with that. And that's a hard hurdle. And I think the defense is just going to need to be like, look, there's no DNA. It's hot out. There's no sweat or anything else like that on the bodies. There's nothing else. You know, we don't have the gun. We don't have anything else. So I think they just need to play up that part of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't have the gun. We don't have the DNA, but he's wearing different clothing from what was said earlier. We see a cell phone on the side of the road and then the GPS showing us that his vehicle sped up precisely where the cell phone was on the side of the road. And it's like, well, you toss something out. Yes. And naturally you're probably going to speed away and try and, you know, whether you're tossing a Pepsi can or a cell phone, nobody wants to get caught littering, whatever it may be. So there's just so many pieces there. I saw today there was a forensic engineer that came in and was speaking about the height of saying that the height of the shooter was, I believe, shorter than what Alec Murdaugh was based on the trajectory of the bullets and such. Is that something that is going to weigh, you know, stronger for the defense of Murdaugh, or is in comparison to things that are a little more in stone, like the digital evidence that is pointing at him with damning fingers?
I mean, just in my experience with cases and stuff, all I would think in my head if I was a juror is, okay, he could have been slouching, you know, he could have been kind of crouched when he shot. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't, I don't think it's more of a set in stone kind of thing. I think it's more of an afterthought where if, you know, the jury is deadlocked back there, they can go through every single piece, but I don't think it's going to be in the top five for them. I think the biggest thing that, you know, the prosecution has is that digital evidence, because people try and fake it, but you can't fake cell phone data. There's been a lot of cases that I've had that is literally the only smoking gun they have. And it is such a smoking gun. There's no going back on that.
When you're defending a client, do you come in guns blazing with your strongest expert witness testimony or witness testimony right away, or does that come more towards the end of your time on the stand and defending the client?
It just depends on every case. One case, you know, I was able to have him be able to testify, and he went through, we just talked like, okay, let's talk about your side of the story. And then we went back through it all and then had it side by side. Okay, so you had mentioned this. This is the proof that corroborates that. And that thing. And then I brought in my other witnesses. Other cases, you know, every defense attorney is different and it really does depend on the case. If I'm going to have an expert and stuff come in, I may have them last because that's the closest to when they're deliberating.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to remember that, but you got to realize from the, when the state and defense rest, we then have to read out, and I'm not sure about South Carolina, but jury instructions, and it has to be read by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that can sometimes be 30 pages. And then you have closing. So a lot of the times the jurors forget about stuff. So it's kind of strategy there,
yeah.
When you want it. But there's not really a set rule on when you want to have your expert or best smoking gun brought in. You just got to hope that the juror's been paying attention the whole entire trial.
What do you think we're seeing right now today with Buster being on the stand right away? And then we have this forensic engineer speaking about the height. Are these some of the best defenses that they have? Or are we just seeing, early rounds right now, in your opinion?
Well, I thought Buster testified really well in everything. And I don't know if they've released their witness list or anything to the public yet, or if we're just on pins and needles waiting. I didn't get to see or find any of that. But it sounds like they really don't have much that they can bring up on their side expert-wise. It sounds like they've already done it, because I believe they had their own coroner come in and testify already. I believe that was last Friday. And then now we have Buster. So I think it might be good to almost end with Buster, who's, saying, hey, look at this third party, possibility. My dad was a good guy. He was never violent. Yeah, I had spankings as a kid, but I mean, we're in the South,
Yeah.
That's a normal upbringing for kids. And so I think that's a good place to kind of start closing. And plus, you got to, as I said previously, this trial's been going on so long. Most likely jurors have it in their head if he's guilty or innocent by now. And I know they're supposed to keep their open minds, but we're all human.
Sure.
We all have our thoughts, and it's very hard to change our mind, but it's probably already happened.
Is less is more a better strategy sometimes when you're defending someone?
I think so. I think it's also gauging the jurors' reactions. I've had one where the state would object every 2 minutes, and this judge required us to go to the side on every objection, and the jurors are just getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, let's go. This is nothing. Let's get it going. I want to go home to my family. And so then it's a strategy of, okay, I'm not going to object to every little thing unless it's relevant, because they see that and they get prejudicial against, the state of defense. So it's more of that gauging. So I think in this one, where it's been such a long trial, less is more. And you got to lead with your biggest things.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Kaylee Turin, thank you so much for your insights as a defense attorney, as the case continues to move forward. Curious to see how long it will go. Love to get your thoughts on what we've talked about with Kaylee. You can call and give your feedback. 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. Your thoughts on the case? Let us know. We may use it on the air here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our discussions on this case as it continues to go forward. You can even get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.